Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Gary Wolfel of WolfelsPressBox.com. Gary, how are we doing?
My favorite Gary.
How are you doing, Steve Neff? Leroy?
Good. How's it going?
I was trying to be your PR guy at the NFL Combine. I talked to a few guys that are on the Hall of Fame committee, and I was pumping you up. So,
yeah, what's wrong with these guys, Gary? I don't
know. Anything for a friend, you know?
I appreciate it. I'll get you a free fish dinner one day or something.
Yeah, hopefully that gets him in next year. Okay, Gary, so first things first, Bucks have a two-game losing streak, which I really don't care about. But tonight, no. I think, is
you
a bigger game. Huh?
Why don't you care about it?
Press him, Gary.
Well, first of all, the Utah game, you didn't have a backcourt. There are things in that game that irritated me, yes, that got me angry before it was all said and done. But
that hard to believe.
That, I know. I haven't been that upset this year, though, on postgame. I really haven't. And then the Suns game, nobody played well. So that's going to happen. Now, this Pacers game tonight, though, I think this is a little bit bigger of a game, as much as it can be when you're already locked into the playoffs and you're the one seed, because this Pacers team, who I thought was dead in the water after Oladipo got hurt, has been playing well, and you don't want to give them any hope if they see you in the playoffs. So if I'm the Bucks, I want to lay down the law a little bit on this team to make sure they realize they aren't beating them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I mean, Indiana is, you know, a solid team. They're not one of the big four in the Eastern Conference. I thought they would really, you know, fall in hard times after they lost Oladipo, but they went out and got Wes Matthews. And Wes Matthews came in and made an instant contribution. And the bad thing for the Pacers, though, they got a brutal, and I mean brutal, schedule the rest of the way. So I fully expect Boston, Philadelphia to get the 3 and 4 spots, and you know that would be unfortunate for the Bucks.
Yeah, but Nate McMillan deserves some credit here for what he's doing with that Pacers squad, and really doing it with the defense more than anything at this point.
No, they might be arguably the best defensive team in the league. I mean, they're fundamentally sound, and everybody's bought into his system. And you know, do you remember when Nate McMillan played? I mean, he was a defensive-oriented player.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the type of philosophy he's brought to the Pacers.
Our topic earlier in the show was, what does LeBron James passing Michael Jordan on the point scored list mean to you?
Nothing. I mean,
hurt Leroy's feelings.
You know, I mean, you know, we could argue and debate this all day. I mean, I personally think LeBron is the most well-rounded player I've ever seen, you know, in all facets of the game.
Sure.
But I would still take Michael Jordan. I mean, that guy had a killer instinct, second to none.
Yeah, and I think we all would agree with that. I mean, that's the one thing Michael, you know, is all about, especially when LeBron said he wanted to tailor his game around being Michael. The thing about, we were talking about LeBron and appreciation. You know, our own guy, Giannis, we had a full phone line. We were saying, what do you appreciate? I came up with it. Steve stole it from me. It was my topic. But I know you don't believe that. But what do you appreciate about Giannis? And I like, and Steve had a great point, there's no drama. You know, all the stuff with Kyrie Irving, KD, LeBron. I mean, it's just all this stuff. And, you know, you got, it's just a lot going on with these guys, and Giannis just laces up and play basketball. You have to appreciate that.
Yeah, you do. Giannis reminds me of his father. I don't know if you guys ever met him. Charles, did either of you guys ever talk to him?
No.
Charles was just a wonderful guy, and very quiet, very soft-spoken, very polite. And I see a lot of Giannis, and a lot of his dad, you know, in Giannis.
It's just so refreshing, you know, because of the way athletes are kind of looked at sometimes by fans, it isn't always in the most positive light. And Giannis has only positive light kind of around him at this point. And because remember, when he came into the league, we were talking about this, you know, he looked like more like he was 14 based on, you know, how how big he actually was, had to learn how to drive a car and all that stuff. And everybody was like, oh, boy, this is just nice. He's the most humble kid in the whole wide world. And my thought at that time was, okay, let's see how it gets to if he becomes famous. If he gets to that point, then what? And I mean, outside looking in, it doesn't appear like he's really changed all that much with all the fame that's come his way.
Yeah, I think he's changed a little bit. I mean, not substantially, but I was talking to a former Bucks player the other day, and he goes, you know what, Giannis really has a lot of swag. And I mean,
yeah, he does.
A lot of swag.
Yep. He had none when he got here.
You know? And, you know, Milwaukee's real fortunate when you think of it. You know, you got Giannis and you got Yelich. I mean, is there a nicer guy than Yelich?
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
right?
Another one, yeah.
From a star power standpoint,
yep.
That guy is about as humble and down-to-earth as you'll find. So Milwaukee sports fans are very fortunate.
Yeah, we want to talk about, because we're getting ready for the playoffs. I mean, the playoffs get ready to get started, and when they – signed Paul Gasol, Steve. I never seen Steve run a 4.3 40 since he beat Rami out here. He beat Rami in the 40 yards. How far did y'all run, Steve? Was it 40 or 50 yards?
I think Gary stepped off 40 yards.
I've never seen Steve so happy. The bench seems to get better, but moving forward, how would that 8-man rotation look like? Because Sterling Brown seems to be a little banged up. I mean, Ilyasova's been playing good. You know, playing hard. But how would that 8th, 9th rotation look coming out the big, especially with Mirotic being into the involvement coming out the bench?
I'll tell you what, it's pretty crazy. I mean, Budenholzer has showed that he's not afraid to try any kind of lineups. Remember the other
I agree
day,
with that.
Guard on the floor.
That's a great point.
Five bigs.
That's a great point.
You know, so I think he's going to play, you know, according to the team he faces and let that dictate. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what's going on with George Hill. It'll be interesting to see what happens with DeVincenzo if he's
available to play tonight, from everything I've seen.
Yeah, so I mean, there's time for him to get back in the rotation and maybe make some kind of contribution. But mm-hmm. You know, to me, George Hill has to be ready to go. They need another guard, and you know, he's got that playoff experience,
yep.
So he would be a huge.
And they don't need that. Chris Middleton to go 9 for 37. I mean. Gary, he'll play better. So I tell Bucks fans,
you know what?
Don't worry.
I think he plays better, you know, the bigger the game. He's one of those type players.
Yep.
That he's more locked in, and you saw that in the playoff series last year.
All right.
He'll put up 30 tonight.
There he is, Gary Wolfel of
WolfelsPressBox.com.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Gary Wolfel on the Great Midwest Bank
Hotline.
I love
having him on.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.